Continuing in Hilchos Mezuzah, we left off in Reish Pei Vav Yiralf discussing the issue of the sukkah. So that the reason and the issues behind the sukkah of being arai, not being permanent and being temporary, so that affects two other areas of mezuzah as well. So the first, as the Shulchan Aruch says, is Habayis Shebesfina, the house that is on the boat. So this is based on the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah Perek Vav, where the Rambam says a house on a ship doesn't require a mezuzah because it's not diras keva, it's only diras arai. And the Mefarshim are very bothered as to where the Rambam got this from, because it does not appear in Shas anywhere. Seems to be saying that you can't have a mezuzah on a boat. The Vilna Gaon cites the Medrash Tanaim on Sefer Devarim on the pasuk regarding mezuzah that does say explicitly, it's true, it does say that one should not have mezuzah on a boat. That's one source. I guess we could debate whether the Rambam saw such a medrash, but there's also the Beit Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkus in the Orach Chaim Mem Tes Aleph brings a proof from the Yerushalmi at the end of Megillah, which says that if someone is traveling in the desert, so they are patur in mezuzah, they're not chayev, and this implies that just like one travels in the desert and they're on their way, so to speak, so too a boat which also travels and goes on its way would be patur as well for being arai. There are three central reasons brought as to why a boat would be putz, or what specifically about a boat or a house on a boat would make it exempt. The Agra B'Halacha makes it five, but I think we can squeeze it into three. The first is brought by the Stipler. The Stipler is a piece of Menachos in Simen Chav Vav, who says that the Metzias is that it's not a Diras Keva. Since this is a din in the Gavra, the person is not staying in one place, and by nature, a person who's traveling on a boat is moving from place to place, and therefore the Gavra is arai, is moving around, and this is what the Chalkas Yaakov writes in Yeridea Kuf Samach Gimel, and also the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Beis, in Simen Pei Beis as well. That it is a din in the Gavra, the person is what is arai in this case. The Bitzel HaChachma, or Bitzel Stern, was the Av Beis Din in Melbourne, Australia. He's the brother of the Ber Moshe, the Deborah Sina Rav, both last name Stern. So they're both Ungar Shaposkim. So he writes in the Chela Gimel, Pei Gimel, that the problem is with the chefts of the boat. The boat, by its nature, is that which is arai, not necessarily the person. It moves from place to place. People don't stay on the boat. All the time people move on and off the boat, and therefore the boat itself, the chefts of the boat, is that which is arai. And then finally, the Stipler returns in the same piece, and he says that the houseboat is like a boat, meaning the entire discussion now is assuming it was just a house on a boat. Pashut, says the Stipler, that a boat itself would not need a mezuzah. The whole shaila was a house that was put on top of a boat, but not a boat itself, and therefore the houseboat is no different than the boat, and therefore it would not be kavua. If someone is on an ocean liner, and for more than 30 days, or you rent a boat for a very long time, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Chav Zayin that there is a chiyuv mezuzah, because this is considered more keva. And the Chalkas Yaakov in Yeridea and Kuf Mem Zayin, and again Kuf Samach Gimel says that if a person is kovei his home on a boat, then there is a chiyuv mezuzah. If a person says, I live on a boat, and this is where I live all the time, therefore it has a chiyuv mezuzah. And this is what the Minchas Yitzchak writes as well in the same Shuvah. On the other hand, the Oli Yeshurin cites Rav Moshe as saying that even staying there for 30 days is still diras arai, because if a person goes on an ocean liner, it's clear that you are not the bailam. You're there for even how long it is. Even if you're there for months at a time, you're not the baal of the boat. You're a visitor staying on the boat, and therefore in such a case, you would be still be patzer. And this is what the Ber Moshe writes in the Bitzel HaChachma, the Shraga HaMeir, and the Agra B'Halacha, that even on an ocean liner for 30 days, it would be diras arai. Let's say a person lives on a boat, like you're a captain or a sailor. What would be in such a case like that? So the Aruch HaShulchan as well, Mechilas Yaakov, and all of the poskim we quoted, many of the poskim we quoted say that there is a chiyuv mezuzah. On the other hand, the Ber Moshe and the Bitzel HaChachma and the Agra B'Halacha say that it's putter since batla daito etzel kol adam. Yes, you might be a captain of a ship, but most people don't live on ships, and it's abnormal to have a person who lives totally on a ship, and therefore they say that there's no chiyuv mezuzah. I'm trying to see what the minhag would be in the Israeli Navy if they put mezuzah on their ships, but I couldn't find anyone saying yes or no. I tried to look through the manuals for the for Tzahal and the army, but no one was discussing it, so I'm not sure what they do. But I think the minhag is that we don't put mezuzahs on boats. However, there's a tshuva from the Shas Tshuvas Veshav Rapa, who is the based in Amsterdam. So he writes in Chelek Alf and Siman Nun Vav that in Amsterdam, so there's a canal that goes through the city, and people have houseboats. Not boats that travel around and they settle them sometimes, but this is their address. The boat stays anchored in the water off of the street. Imagine like in Venice, where the water cuts through the streets, and there's the buildings on each side, and there's sidewalks going along it. So the boat is anchored and attached to the sidewalk, and a person comes in and out of the boat like he comes in and out of his apartment. So he paskined in those places in Amsterdam, it would get a mezuzah, because this is dramatically different. This is simply just a house that happens to have water underneath it, and it acts totally as a regular apartment. So in such a case, he said, there should be a mezuzah. Which leads us to the question of a trailer or a motorhome. Not something that Jews are known to frequent that often, but if one does have a trailer or a motorhome, so there's a number of different situations. What if a person lives in a motorhome or a trailer because they don't have the money to own a proper home? And they're forced into such a situation. So we have here Machlokas Aposkim, the Chalkas Yaakov, and the Be'er Moshe say that this is their dira, and therefore they're chayev with a mezuzah because this is where they live now. On the other hand, the Shraga Meir writes in Chelek Gimel that is dira sarai, but ledaitza etel kol adam, most people don't live in trailers, and it's abnormal, and therefore pater. And then the poskim, contemporary poskim, the Ole Yeshur and the Pisrei Mezuzah say that there's a mezuzah without a bracha on the person who's forced into the trailer, but would prefer to live in a house. That's case number one. Number two, what if a person does live in the trailer, but they vacation for months at a time in the trailer? A person travels around the United States with the trailer or motorhome, so what would be the halacha in such a case? So the Minchas Tzitzkah writes in the same shuva that this is diras keva, you're chayv b'mezuzah, and the Agra Ba'alecha says if you're traveling for more than 30 days, then you would put a mezuzah on the trailer. Obviously, the what? In one trip, meaning one doesn't, meaning as opposed to what?
Meaning if you did 90 days a year on your trailer, but never 30 days at once.
I would have to be in 30 days in one period of traveling. It would have to be a one tekufa. Those poskim who say that trailers are always invalid from mezuzahs would apply the same thing over here, especially if you're only going to be there for a short amount of time. Most poskim say that a trailer that travels around in this fashion gets a mezuzah without a bracha. On one hand, it's used for living. This is where I'm living right now. But on the other hand, it moves around and it's arai. And therefore, the Chalkas Yaakov and the Be'er Moshe, the Binyan Av, and the Chulas Vanagos, and the Chaya Levi all say that the trailer that travels around would get a mezuzah, but without a bracha. Yeah? Because I guess he feels that it's more normal. A person who spends, it's normal that people travel around and live out of their trailers. And I guess he feels that in the case of a captain, it's less normal. That's his own call. Okay. Everyone agrees that a caravan that's fixed to the ground and it's not meant to move around should get a mezuzah. If you just take a caravan and you plant it, for example, Rav Yashav, if anyone ever went to visit Rav Yashav, he lived in a caravan. So if you wanted to know where Rav Yashav's caravan was, it was simply this mobile device that was stuck in the ground in Meir Sharim, and that's where his base medrash and shul was, in this caravan. So such a place would get a mezuzah. Other types of diras arai, other types of semi non-permanent living spaces that may or may not get a mezuzah, the Shevet HaLevi and Chelek Beis, and the Yalkut Yosef by Hilchus Mezuzah and the Argo Balach and Parak Laman Aleph say that an airplane is no different than a boat, and therefore there is no mezuzah by an airplane. And the Agra Ba'alecha writes that there's no mezuzah for a car, since a car is simply like a boat. However, there's a very confusing comment in the Pisrei Mezuzos, who quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Mezuzos Beisecha, and it's not entirely clear what Rav Chaim Kanievsky is trying to say. This is in the Shart Sion Sivkat and Sadiches, where he says a car is like a caravan, and it needs a mezuzah if it's 4x4 amos. That is certainly not the minhag. I think maybe some like Sephardi Israeli cab drivers will put mezuzahs into their cars to make them feel safe, but I think the minhag is not to put mezuzahs on cars regardless of what's going on. The final issue over here in this section is bungalows used for the summer. People have bungalow colonies, they travel upstate, and they have a place that they go just for the summer. So would such a place, which perhaps might be arai, semi-permanent in its nature, or not permanent, would that place need a mezuzah? So again, there are three mahalchim. Rav Elio Bakshi Daron, who was the chief rabbi of Israel, the Rishon Lezion, he writes in the Binyan Av, in Chelek Aleph and Simon Mem Dalet, that Diras Arai is like a sukkah, and it's patur mi mezuzah, he says, because it's Arai, I'm just there for the summer, not meant to stay there. And Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Dalet, Kuf Lamed Dalet, that even if you're there for 30 days, since the entire way of living in a bungalow colony is arai, he is describing the time you stay there, not in the manner in which you might not act appropriately, is arai, so therefore, that place would not require a mezuzah. People go for Shabbos, they come back, you're not there all the time, and therefore a bungalow colony, according to those poskim, would not need a mezuzah. The Shraga Meir and Chelek Gimel, and then again in Chelek Dalet, Chelek Hei, and Chelek Vav, he got a lot of letters about this, says that there's a chiyuv mezuzah with a bracha, and he says people have multiple homes all the time, right? A person has a house in New York, and in Florida, and in Aspen, and in Yerushalayim, and wherever it may be, and therefore people have multiple homes all the time. So I have a house in the country, and I have a house here. So I'm only there 2 months out of the year, big deal. So it's still considered a place that's one of my homes. The Chelkas Yaakov writes in Yerodei Simon Kuf Samech that because of the suffake, the mezuzah on a bungalow colony goes up, but without a bracha, and this is the shita of most poskim. Yeah.
So if you have a trailer which is not where you live, but it's where you work, let's say you sell fast food or something like that, and you're there every day.
Good, so let's move on to stores and offices. Excellent segue. That was perfect. I couldn't have planned it better myself. The Rambam writes, again in Hilchos Mezuzah, Chelek Perek Vav Halacha Tes, that stores in the marketplace don't require mezuzah because they're not permanently used for a dwelling. And this is what the Rush says, and the Shulchan Aruch writes over here again in Sif Yud Aleph. And this raises a giant question amongst the Achronim, which is, what's the difference between a store that has your stuff in it and versus an otzer, which also has your stuff in it? Why is the closet which you keep your toilet paper from Costco any more of a chiyuv than a store that keeps the clothing from the Gap? Why should that be any different? So there are three mahalchim or so, three or four mahalchim within the Achronim. The first is the Pischei Tshuva and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, citing the Yad HaKatana. So the Yad HaKatana says that a storefront is only used on the market day, meaning we have a different understanding of what a store is. When Chaniyos Shibashuk, that was only used on the market day. And you would abandon it on days where you weren't selling. You would bring your wares to the storefront, you would open up for the day, and then you would close up shop and go home and take all your stuff with you. And that's what it's talking about when it says that it is putzer. But a regular store, says the Pischei Tshuva, that's open all the time, and the owner keeps merchandise there, so that would certainly be chayev. And this is what the Abnezer writes in Shin Pei Dalet and the Rav Palim as well. That any regular store, which you keep stuff there all the time, is certainly chayev b'mezuzah. The Taz and Sifkat and Yud disagrees. He says the difference is that a store is not used at night. The oats are in your house, you can go in and out all the time to get whatever you want out of that storage place. But in your store, you lock it up and you go home, and it's abnormal to go back and use it at night. And therefore, the store becomes arai, becomes temporary, and your otzer is more permanent. And this is what the Chayadam and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadi say as well. That only in a place where you have access to the place at night would there be a chiyuv mezuzah. A common nafgamina to this shita would be a tshuva from Rav Moshe. He writes in Yerodei Chelek Aleph Kuf Ayin Ches that if you have access to a bakery a few times a week, then you're putzer from putting up the mezuzah because it's like these types of stores, that I only use it for a little amount of time, but I don't use the bakery other times. And therefore be putzer because even though I might keep my stuff there, but since I don't have access to it at all time, therefore it would be putzer in mezuzah. Many poskim say that because of the above machlokas between the Piskei Tshuv and the Taz, that it should get any store should get a mezuzah, but without a bracha. And this is what the Ben Ish Chai writes in the Chavos Hador and the Shuvos Hanagos and other poskim as well. The Mishmera Shalom says that if you sleep in your store at night, then it would get a mezuzah with a bracha. But then again, there are not many people who sleep in their stores at night. Okay. If you own a 24-hour store, then it would fulfill all the shitas, then, I guess. And it should get a bracha, mezuzah with a bracha. I don't have to add what they do in Seasons Express. No? Anyone know? Okay. No one was at the... what?
They certainly have a mezuzah.
They have a mezuzah, but no one was there at the Chanukah Sabayas of Seasons Express? Okay. We have to find out. Get the pictures. Next. This leads finally to factories and offices. So the Minchas Yitzchak and the Chovas Hador all say that factories and offices should be treated like stores, and therefore, whatever you do by a store, you do by an office. So you put up a mezuzah, but without a bracha. And the Agra Balacha says as well, a chiyuv mezuzah, but without a bracha when it comes to factories and offices. Now, just one comment about that. If the factory and office has storerooms, which you keep things there, keep things there like any regular otzer, so then perhaps, and you have access to it all the time, then perhaps there'd be room to maybe say it with a bracha, but the odds are you probably don't have access to it all the time, and therefore you'd have to be choshesh for the taz, and therefore, again, it would get a mezuzah without a bracha. Yeah? But it's not normal, though. It's not, he closes up shop and goes home.
Even though he could.
It's the talk about the general usage is arai. It's considered temporary. Okay. Let's move on to part two for today, which is spaces that are less than 4x4. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That would be arai. Then they would not get a mezuzah. The says the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Bias she'embo arba amos al arba amos putter min hamezuzah. A house that does not have 4x4 amos is putter from the mezuzah. When the Rambam cites this, as we know by now, so he seems to say that that which is less than four by four doesn't require mezuzah, and if it's equal to 16 square amos, even though it's circular or a pentagon or whatever it is, so even if it's a rectangle, so then it requires a mezuzah. And the language of the Rambam is debated. Let's begin. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel, and the Piskei Riaz, and the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, the Ben Ish Chai, understand that as long as the area of the room is 16 amos, regardless if it's shorter on one side, and it's not 4x4 amos mamish, so then it still gets a chiyuv mezuzah and a bracha according to the Rambam. The Rambam is just saying 4x4 means it has to cover 16 amos in some area, but not actually 4 amos in one direction and 4 amos in the other direction. If the room was narrower, it would still get a chiyuv mezuzah. The Soros Shuvin Chelek Dalad and the Yeshuas Malka on the Rambam and Chaimna in his Shirei Torah say that even within the Shita that says that you don't need 4x4 amos, it still needs to have a width of at least 7 tefachim, because it can't be worse than a sukkah. A sukkah has to have 7 tefachim, and so too this room needs to have 7 tefachim. The Das Kedoshim, the Mikdash Ma'at, they disagree, and they say it just needs to be enough space that a person could walk, and therefore it needs to be an amma wide. So if there's at least an amma where a person can stand and a person can enter the space, which is less than 7 tefachim, so then that would also be sufficient in order to put up a chiyuv mezuzah according to the Rambam. So again, it can't be a minuscule amount and then have 16 amos going in one direction. There needs to be some sort of livable space in that range according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam. However, comes along the Rush. And the Rush writes in Hilchos Mezuzah that the Rambam is wrong. And he says, the Gemara in Sukkah clearly says 4x4 amos mamish, in one direction and the other direction, regardless of the total area. And this is what Rabbeinu Yerucham says, and the ghost of the Taz over here. And then the Taz links us to what he writes in Orachayim, by Hilchos Sukkah in Tafresh Lamadal. And he asks, how did the Rush, the Turin, the Beis Yosef, understand that regarding the mezuzah, the Rambam doesn't require 4x4 as well? The Rambam clearly says, L'reva, when it comes to have a ribuy, to have a squared area of 4x4 amos, then it has to have such an area that is just like a sukkah, and there it has to have the 7x7 tefachim, square of 7x7. And the Rush says that he's arguing with the Rambam because he doesn't understand the Rambam. The Rambam also agrees it needs to be 4x4 mamish. The Rush misread the Rambam and says the Taz, this is the halacha according to everyone, that it needs to have 4 amos in one direction and 4 amos in the other direction. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Shin Samach Vav, and the Chazon Ish Nor HaChaim Kuf Yud, and again Yoredeya, say that the Taz is glatt, and there's nothing to, his proofs are clear, and there's nothing to argue with him about, and the Stiplers in Orchos Rabbeinu Chela Gimel, and the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Amos LeYaakov, all hold that there must be 4x4 mamish, just like the Taz. And therefore, the Shach writes here in Sifkat Mechav Gimel that the ideal thing to do is that if you want to put up a mezuzah on a place that is not, doesn't have 4x4 mamish, 4 in one direction, 4 in the other direction, a person should put up a mezuzah in a place that does have a chiyuv mezuzah and make a bracha on that, and then put up the mezuzah on the other place that does not have 4x4 mamish to cover all of the shitas. And this is the opinion of most poskim. If you come into a situation and you know there is a room that does not have 4x4 mamish, but it does have 16 amos within it, put up a mezuzah on something else with the bracha, and allow that bracha to carry over to the other room. Now, what if the room is 4x4 amos, but the actual usable space is less than 4x4 amos? There's a desk, an oven, a fridge, whatever it is. So is there a chiyuv mezuzah? So the Maharsham in Chelek Gimel, Reish Samach Gimel, and the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Beis, and the Chovas Hador cites this in Perek Dalet, that the kalim in the room don't affect the area, that would there would be a chiyuv mezuzah. We ignore the kalim, and we view the wall space. And the Das Kedoshim and the Mikdash Mat say that if the kale removed once in a while, so that would be best. Just shake it around, move some things around to make sure to cover your bases, but we don't view the kalim, we just use the usable space. A cupboard that doesn't move around, that's attached to the wall, like a inserted cabinets that are attached to the wall, that's we would have to view that as taking up the space because that continues part of the wall. But kalim that move around, so then that would not affect it. Yeah. What?
You used the inside of the cabinet.
You used the inside of the cabinet. So you open it up. Yes, I guess so. I guess you open up the cabinet. What?
It's not part of the room.
Is it separate? No, it's not considered big enough to be its own separate area.
Why would it count as how big the room is?
Yeah, I don't know.
You walk-in space?
I didn't see anybody differentiate around walking space. Did anybody see that? No? I'm not sure. I'm saying there's not going to be, it's a very small room that's not going to have 16 amos. You're going to put a mezuzah regardless. It might be without a bracha, but there's not going to be a room that's not going to have 16 amos, and there's going to be room for like an oven, and but it's going to knock out. It's a very,
it's for sure Heights Kitchens, meaning that they might have 16 amos, but they're not 4 amos wide if you have the countertops.
They're not correct. In Washington Heights Kitchens, it's not going to form us out of the countertops. I hear. Yeah. So mezuzah without a bracha. Yeah.
Is there a minimum share for the actual entrance into the room?
For the door? Yeah, we'll discuss the door. We'll discuss the door later on. Okay, so let's discuss areas like this. Okay, an entrance or a porch that's less than 4x4. A shari habayis. So let's say you have an entrance, a portico, where you come into the house, and there's like a small room, and that entrance is not 4x4 amos. And then that room will lead into the bigger part of the house. So the Chamim Daniel, which the Pisgei Tshuva cites here in Sifkat Nir Aleph, says that only a living space needs 4x4 amos, but a base shar, which is not a dira, you're not meant to live where the closet is when you walk into the house, there's a chiyuv mezuzah because a base dira opens up to them, and they need a mezuzah even if it's less than 4x4. And this is what the Rashash writes in the beginning of Sukkah, and the Maharsham, and Rav Chaim Noah, and the Yaskel Abdin, Chelechest, Rav Moshe is quoting the Yishurin, and other poskim as well. So therefore, it would be proper to put a mezuzah on the entranceway to a house, even though that entrance portico might not be 4x4 amos. And Rav Moshe says you put a bracha on that mezuzah, but the other poskim disagree and say there would be no bracha on that entrance to the house. And, okay. Disagreeing with the Chamur Daniel is Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in his Kina Sofrim, which is the Hashmatos to his Sefer Shnos Chaim, let me quote you his language. He says, Tos Gamor, V'yetziva Ba'ara, V'giyura B'shmei Shmaya. This is a terrible thing. Lomar dechider she'im bodal adal patra mibeis shar chayavas. He says, certainly this base shar should not be chayav. Chas lahazkir lomar debeis shar she'im bodal adal she's chayav mezuzah afil min rabban reino chayav. Chas v'shalom, one should even mention that such a base shar, an entrance to a house that is not 4x4, should have a mezuzah. And some posts quote this, but this is not the minhag. We do put the mezuzah on an entranceway that's less than 4x4 that opens up to the rest of the house. Next.
With a bracha.
What?
With a bracha.
This should be with a... No, we said Rav Moshe says with a bracha, but most poskim seem to say without a bracha. The Chida brings this to the halacha as well, and as Yosef Omitz and Tesvav, that the small room that doesn't have 4x4, but it goes into a larger room, so it gets a mezuzah on the right side as you enter into the house, and the poskim cite this as well. Next, a small room that's less than 4x4, but it's usable. We're not going to discuss. Let's ignore it. Pretend it's not attached to the house for a discussion. Let's just say we have a room that's freestanding that doesn't open into a bigger room. So there, this is what the Chamud Daniel is talking about in Sifkat Nid Aleph, in the Pesach Tshuva. He says there's a small room where you put things, so it has a chiyah mezuzah. And again, he says 4x4 amos is only for dira, but not for storage. And this is the shita of the Maharsham and the Shirei Torah and the Chalkas Yaakov, the Yaskel Avdi, the Minchas Yitzchak, other poskim as well. The Yad HaKetana, which is cited by the Pesach Tshuva earlier in Reish Pei Vav and Sifkat and Beis, says that a small room for storage also needs 4x4, and this is what the Chayadim says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Avnei Nezer, the Das Kedoshim, the Kedosh Ma'at, and the Chazunish, and the Agar Ba'alacha. And therefore, if you have a storage room that does not have 4x4, and it's freestanding, it doesn't open up into anything else, it's freestanding by itself, so then the poskim say, the Ben Ishchai and the Eben Yisrael, Machavas Hador, that you should put up a mezuzah both out of bracha on a small storage room that doesn't have 4x4. Now, let's move on to a small room that opens up into a larger room. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here in Sif Yud Gimel says that if there's a small room that's less than 4x4 and it is inside a larger room, then the Pesach that goes from the small room into the large room gets a mezuzah, meaning the mezuzah goes on the right side of the smaller room as you leave the small room going out into the bigger room, not on the right side as you go from the bigger room into the smaller room. And Rabbi Kivager says that the smaller room is considered batel, and it's like the avir, and there's no difference than coming in from the outside of a house, going into the house, than coming in from a small room that's less than 4x4 and going into the house. It's like walking in from the outside of the house. And this is where Rabbi Yaakov Ellinger writes in the Binyan Sin and Simon Sadi Tess that the Pesach is being used to service the smaller room of the bigger room, and therefore it's batel to the bigger room in its service of the bigger room, and therefore it gets a mezuzah coming in from the smaller room that's less than 4x4 going into the bigger room. I know we're all thinking of walk-in closets. We'll get to that in a second. And this is cited by the Aruch HaShulchan and the Aruch HaSrabenu, the Stipler as well in the Shirin Shal Torah, and the Brisker Rav in Shuas V'Hanagos and Chelek Beis, the Emek Bracha, the Shevet Halevi, and this in Karelitz. Many, many poskim say that the mezuzah goes on the right side from the small room going into the big room. However, the author of the Korban Nesanel, which is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, has tshuvas called the Toras Nesanel. So in Siman Lamed Gimel, he says that any room smaller than 4x4 is putzer no matter what. And this is the shita of the Chikrei Lev and Rosh Shlomo Kluger that we quoted before, and the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch and the Gedulei Kodesh, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yoredei Rechelik Aleph, Kuf Pei Aleph. And Rav Moshe explains that the act of entering is what is mechayev the mezuzah. There's only a chiyah mezuzah on kenisa, on entering into something. But there's no chiyah mezuzah on yetziah, of exiting something. And since the only purpose of a small room that's less than 4x4 that goes into a bigger room is to leave that room, there's no din of kenisa of entering into that small room. It would only be yetziah, it would only be exiting, so therefore there's a total patur, and there's no chiyah mezuzah on exiting a small room. And these posts can say there's no mezuzah at all on that smaller room. And lahalacha, there comes out according to the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Chesko Roth and his Emek Tshuva and the Agra Balacha that there's a mezuzah on the small room that's less than 4x4, but no bracha. Which leads us into walk-in closets. The Chazon Ish says that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Binyan Siyam, so when on a walk-in closet, the mezuzah should be on the right side as you leave the walk-in closet, going into the larger room, and the Shevet Alevi says in Chelek Beis that this is the minhag in Bnei Brak. The minhag in Bnei Brak is that you put, I didn't have walk-in closets in Bnei Brak, but if they do, so it goes on the right side, leaving the walk-in closet, and that is one approach. I think that this is, Rav Schechter says as well, I think I heard him say that. I have to go back and check. But I think Rav Schechter says that on walk-in closets, it goes on the right side as you leave the room. Rav Padua, who is the dayan in London, so he writes in his Cheshav Eifod, which is a sefer that Rabbi Simon likes to quote a lot. So he writes in Chelek Aleph and Simon Lamed Aleph that according to the Chamuri Daniel, the mezuzah should go on the right side entering the closet, because the Chamuri Daniel is machshiv, the walk-in closet, as its own room. And he says that this is the minhag olam, to have the mezuzah going on the right side into the walk-in closet. Maybe that's the minhag in England, but I don't know if that's the minhag olam. And the Eben Yisrael, Rav Dayan Fisher writes in the Chelek Zayin, this is the minhag Yerushalayim, to have the mezuzah on the right side going into the walk-in closet. Rav Moshe is Lishitaso, quoting in the Ola Yeshurun, and again in Rabbi Ginsburg's Sefer, the Divrei Chachamim, he says that the walk-in closet is putter, and there's no mezuzah at all, and Rav Moshe says that this is the minhag in Europe. When he was in Europe, not again, I don't know if they had so many walk-in closets in Russia, but that was the minhag, and this is the Shita of Menashe Klein, Mishnah Halachos, and Chelek Dalid, and he says again, this is the minhag olam. So every posek thinks that their Shita regarding walk-in closets is the minhag olam. I'm not sure how that worked out, and maybe the minhag in America, I'm not sure. And the Ber Moshe says that the same thing, but it's very clear from the Tshuva of the Ber Moshe that I don't think he understands what a walk-in closet is. He says that in the walk-in closet, like the ceiling is lower than the rest of the house. I'm not sure that's why that's necessarily the case. And therefore, because the ceiling is lower, therefore it's putzer. So I'm not sure what he's talking about over there. That comes with walk-in closets. The last thing regarding walk-in rooms is walk-in refrigerators or freezers. Yeah.
Just before we leave the walk-in closets, if the closet is off the bedroom where relations might take place, I can't understand the sheet that you gave from the English Dan, where if it's on the right side, it would have to be in the bedroom.
Ah, correct. That would create an issue. Correct. That would be another issue, that if there is tashmish in the room, and it's on the right side, and it's on the outside of the door, that would create an issue. I hear. So better to put it inside the door. Okay. Good point. Next, so walk-in refrigerators. The Ber Moshe writes in the Chelek Beis and the Chovas Hador and Rissen Karelitz, many poskim say that it's putter on a walk-in refrigerator, walk-in freezer, because there's no possibility of being dar living in a freezer or refrigerator. You cannot live in a room in which you'll get hypothermia. That's not a normal place to live. However, the other poskim raise an important point. Rav Levius Greenwald is the son of the Arugas Habosim. He writes in his Migdalos Merchakim in Yeridea, Simon Ayin Zion, that there's a Chiyah Mezuzah, because it's simply a Beis HaOtzer. A refrigerator or a freezer is a Beis HaOtzer in which you store food that you want to be cold. And what could you simply do if it's too cold for you? Turn it off. So it is, in its essence, a place where you could stay and remain. Just turn off the freezer or turn off the fridge, and therefore that will solve the problem. And Rav Moshe is quoted as well in the Eliyahu Shurah and the Agra Balacha that there is a Chiyah Mezuzah on a walk-in freezer or a walk-in fridge. Rav Vosner has a piece in the Kovetz Mibeis Levin Chelek Beis where he wants to differentiate between a freezer, which is too cold, and a refrigerator, which isn't that cold, and maybe a refrigerator should be, a freezer shouldn't. But I'm not sure why that works either, because in both cases, you could simply turn off the freezer or the fridge, and it shouldn't make a difference. So this is how we come out, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to refrigerators.